This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's talk with Jesse Ferguson. He is with the DCCC in Washington. His thoughts on the new Congress. Jesse, how are you, sir? Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you with us.
Happy New Year. It's been a long time. How are you doing,
Coy? I'm doing good. Jesse was a regular guest on this program a few years ago and is now press secretary for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and we seem to have a love fest going on now with the new leadership in Congress, and I guess that's just to be expected from the liberal media. I guess the liberal mainstream media just goes on and on about how wonderful Boehner and Cantor and the new Republican leadership is, and all the wonderful things they want to do. What's your reaction to the big new gavel?
Well, I think that the big new gavel ran into a big hard reality within a day of their starting the new Congress. They were breaking promises and breaking pledges, and where there's news breaking out this afternoon that they even had two members of Congress voting for the last 24 hours who weren't sworn in according to the Constitution. It's been a series of examples that they weren't really serious about what they were running on, and that what we're going to get is business as usual.
Yeah.
And that's starting to come through within the first day of them being in Congress.
Jesse, let me ask you. Let's talk about Robert Hurt, who's the new congressman representing Virginia's 5th district. Tell me about a vote that they've already had, where he has chosen. I'll let you describe it. It's something about health care. What is this all about?
Sure, Coy. Thanks. What it is the Robert Hurt, Congressman Hurt, had a chance yesterday to say that wherever you stand on the issue of the health care plan or and expanding it, that people, if they are going to get government health care as a member of Congress, they should have to disclose it to their constituents, because a lot of people find a huge hypocrisy in Republicans like Mr. Hurt running around and saying they want to repeal health care up here in Washington, but they're first in line to get it for themselves. And in one of the first votes he took yesterday, he chose to hide from his constituents, so we don't know if he's coming up here to get government health care or if he'll follow suit of 7 or 8 members of his caucus who've already said that they're not going to be hypocrites, and they're not going to take government health care while they're fighting hard to repeal it for everybody else.
We're talking with Jesse Ferguson, press secretary at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. So Robert Hurt, who ran against government health care and went on and on about how bad government health care is, it would appear that he is going to accept the government health care for congressional elected congressional representatives in Congress, and yet he voted yesterday to keep that a secret. If he chooses yes or no, he doesn't want anybody to know if he's going to take it.
Exactly. He voted to hide that from the 5th District constituents in a vote. And he had the chance yesterday and decided not to. And, most Americans, and frankly, most Republicans, when polled, think that you shouldn't be coming up to Washington to protect government health care for yourself and, make it more expensive and harder for working families to afford it. People expect you to be consistent and honest, and that's not what they're doing.
Jesse, under the Democratic-led led Congress, could voters know if a representative was accepting government health care offered to them?
I think that it was one of those people were asked and people oftentimes divulged because there wasn't this scrutiny on them because they weren't running year-long and 2-year-long campaigns saying that we have to get government out of the business of health care, which folks like Congressman Hurt have been doing for 18 months.
So that was previously available information, and in one of the very first votes in the new Republican Congress, they have
declined to make it available. And the motion was very specific, and it would have required members of Congress to disclose if they plan to accept government health care and to do so in writing within the next 15 days. So that as we are evaluating your positions on myriad different issues, we would know, the public would know, constituents would know, whether these folks who were affiliated with the Tea Party, who ran strong campaigns against government health care, who loved it as a soundbite in a TV ad, are willing to live up to it in their own life, or if they believe there's a double standard, or they believe that you know, the rules should be a little bit different for them than they are for everybody else.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it looks like that's exactly what Robert Hurt believes.
We're talking with Jesse Ferguson. So what about the larger issue here of the Republican efforts to they run against government health care, and then they accept it when they get up there, and they vote to keep that a secret from their own constituents, and now they want to go against and try to repeal new health care legislation. What's the latest on that?
The latest on that is that they're losing credibility by the day as people realize that these folks are up here trying to repeal government-funded health care for their constituents, but doing everything they can to protect it for themselves. But they're also running up against the reality that voters are well aware this effort to repeal the health care law is nothing but a gift to insurance companies. It would repeal laws that protect Americans from insurance company abuses. It would say that insurance companies can again drop people when they're sick. It would say that children with pre-existing conditions will again be denied coverage. For listeners in the Charlottesville area and University of Virginia, it would say that young people who are now able to stay on their parents' plan until they're age 26 would lose that right. People are well aware that the only people that are helped by this repeal effort are insurance companies, and they're not going to stand for it. And the tide is very much turning against them on it.
Yeah. To get back to Robert Hurt, as far as we know, he's very much a part of the effort to repeal any health care legislation.
Yeah, he has come out and urged the repeal of the legislation. You know, we'll see if his hypocrisy forces him to take another look at it. We can always hold out hope.
Yeah. What's the latest on his service, like the committees that he's going to be on? I know that the Sunlight Foundation has recently reported of some money that he has accepted that could compromise his service. What's this about?
Yeah, and it's an unfortunate pattern in the new Congress where they really have put the foxes in charge of the hen house. And if you look at the people they're putting in charge, it's, you know, the corporate special interests have found a new home in this Republican majority, and specifically with Congressman Hurt. You know, it's an independent report, a nonpartisan analysis that shows that the newest member of the House Financial Services Committee, his number one contributor was the Wall Street finance industry. You know, that his campaign was fueled by the same Wall Street special interests that now he's in charge of regulating. And, you know, these are the folks that drove our economy into the ditch, and now they've got a friend, in charge of regulating their industry. And it follows the pattern. The chairman of that committee is Representative Spencer Baucus. We don't need to talk a lot about him, but there's one thing I want to make sure everybody knows. Within a day of him getting that chairmanship, he was quoted in his local newspaper as saying that the responsibility of Congress was to serve the banks. The responsibility of regulators was to serve the banks. And that's the view they're taking on these issues. And it's a view that, you know, again, brings probably big, wide smiles to special interests and on Wall Street, but it doesn't do much for middle-class families in the 5th District.
Yeah. Not to serve middle-class families from the excesses and the illegalities that are committed on Wall
right.
Street. And yeah.
Exactly.
It's 4:27. We're talking with Jesse Ferguson. Any final thoughts now about the new Congress and what you're seeing from where you sit in Washington?
Yeah, there's increasingly a test of whether they're going to keep or break the pledges they made in this campaign. And the night before they were sworn in, the New York Times reported that their pledge to cut $100 million in spending in their first year wasn't one they were going to live up to. And I can't think of anything that was more a central piece of their campaign this year than this idea of reducing government spending. And they're not living up to it the day before they're even sworn in. People have got to take a real close look and keep a real watchful eye on what this Congress is doing, who they're putting in charge, and who's really in charge and pulling the strings. And oftentimes they'll find that's, you know, the same old corporate special interests.
Yeah. Jesse Ferguson is a press secretary with the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Jesse, thanks for the update, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks, buddy.
And absolutely, and people can always track what they're doing on our website.
And which is?
DCCC.org. DCCC.org.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.